T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tony, let's go.
What it do, baby?
Yeah. It's Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Let's go ahead and we'll just
we'll
drop the hammer on this right now, Pete. Again, for the record, as you talk about the way that these quarterbacks were discussed and who had the best opportunity to be the best pro, for the record, who did you have as your number one quarterback that year?
1,000% own it. And because at the time, it was one of those things where...
No. Sir, I'm going to direct you to answer the question directly. Who did you have as your number one quarterback?
And I still do. I'm sticking with it, Mr. Lawrence Holmes. I still say DeShone Kizer is going to win his way to Super Bowls with Trubisky, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson.
And I think that's where we'll end the conversation. He had DeShone Kizer. I had Mahomes, Deshaun, and Mitch. So everyone can kiss my ass with all of the draft expert nonsense.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Yeah, boy, I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time to talk about the Bears today. I think that today's show is primarily going to be a Cubs show. Cubs and Cardinals today, starting at 12:45. We will have the pregame. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until then. So good to see Chris Ronji. I will see him soon. I'm going to go be on his show in St. Louis after I'm done talking with you fine people that are listening to the show today. We start the show, as we start all things, with a rundown.
Just faxing my dad a rundown.
The rundown.
Here is your rundown for Friday, September 20th. Real quick on the Bears. Matt Nagy knows that Mitch knows that things need to get better.
His comfort and confidence is right there as far as he understands. He understands this offense really, really well. What happens is, and it's the same thing with me too, is when the production's not there, right? And we're all taught this, that as a head coach and as a quarterback, you're going to get a lot of the credit when things are going great, and then when things are struggling a little bit, it goes to you. So, but we need to make sure that, meaning myself and Mitch, that we know that we have support from the teammates, from coaches, from all of us together. It's a we thing. And so I feel like his confidence is where it needs to be. Can it get higher? Yeah, it can get higher. You know, it's all the players offensively. We feel like all of our confidence can be higher because we need to play better. So I'm not concerned about where he's at. I just feel like we're going to stick together. And this program here and these people, we're about solutions. So let's figure out what the solution is.
That's a lot of words. We'll do a full Bears preview for you on Monday before their game Monday night. How about the Brewers? Well, the Brewers are using any and everything that they can to make things difficult for the Cubs.
Grisham hits that one sharply in the gap left center. That's going to go to the wall. Shaw on his way to third, and he's going to try to score. Here comes a throw. It is a wild one, and Shaw is in. Throw to third, goes into left field. Grisham with a little league home run. Two-run score. 5-1 Brewers.
The Brewers would win this game against the Pirates 5-1. That win, coupled with a Cubs loss, has the Brewers in sole possession of the second wild card spot. And the Cubs are still sitting in the division with a 4-game deficit to pick up on St. Louis. How did that happen? Well, things got off to a great start. Lazarus came out there with the twisted ankle and put everyone on notice.
Here is Rizzo. Anthony drives one in the air, deep left center field. It's got a chance. Gone! Anthony Rizzo, listen to this crowd at Wrigley. Rizzo ties the game with a rocket to left center. His 27th of the year. That's what being a team leader is all about.
Anthony Rizzo's ankle was good enough for him to be in the starting lineup. He did come through with his 27th home run of the year. But Kyle Hendricks wasn't terrible, but he wasn't as sharp as he usually is in Wrigley Field starts. And the Cardinals made everyone pay.
The delivery. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. The Cardinals take the lead. An RBI single by Harrison Bader brings home Tommy Edmond. And it's St. Louis 2, Cubs 1 here in the fifth inning.
Here's the 1-1. Line to left center. That's trouble. That's a base hit. A run is going to score. Molina lumbering to third. Hayward cuts it off, going to second for a double. Here's Bader, and the Cardinals now lead 4-1.
Things were super ugly, but the Cubs found a way. You got the Joes getting all that fairy dust out there. Found a way to battle back in the ninth inning when things started to look real bleak for the North Side Nine. Ben Zobrist comes through.
Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball toward first. Fair ball! Fair ball down the right field line. One run is in. Bryant will stop at third. A double for Ben Zobrist. Listen to this crowd. Ben Zobrist doubling down the first baseline. A sharp ground ball. The Cubs have the tying run at second with one away.
So there was a little bit of life. Javier Baez enters the game as a pinch runner. He's got the thing on his hand because he's got a cast on. Things are looking up. Wilson Contreras nubs one, and Chris Bryant with some brilliant base running to cut off an angle at home plate.
And now the 0-2 pitch. Contreras dribbles one toward third. Going to be a tough play. The throw to the plate. It's not in time. Everybody is safe. A run scores. It's 4-3. Base hit for Contreras. Bryant scores. Safe at third is Baez. Listen to this crowd.
The crowd had been sleepy for most of the game because that's what the offense had been like. And then Jason Hayward has an opportunity to tie this game up. He does.
And Hayward hits a ground ball right side. Diving stop by Edmond. Throws to first. Tying run scores. Hayward is out at first. Great play by Edmond to save what would have been a base hit. He made a diving stop. Had only one play at first. Safe at second is Robel Garcia. This ball game is tied at 4.
So, Tony, stop the music because we need to play another piece of music. Considering that Anthony Rizzo used it yesterday as his walk-up music in the first inning, with the Cubs tying the game up in the ninth, it was like the Undertaker jumping out of the casket. You got a brand new ball game. It's 4-4. Things look fantastic. The Cubs got off the deck. They opened up the casket. Oh my God, is that the Undertaker's music? Yes. And apparently it's also Matt Carpenter's music.
Here is Matt Carpenter stepping in, driving one in the air, deep left center, trouble, and that's long gone. Matt Carpenter with a home run off Craig Kimbrell.
It's funny because the music kind of takes on a different connotation now. Cubs had a chance in the bottom of the 10th. It didn't work out.
Castellanos trying to keep the Cubs going. He hits a high fly ball, deep center. Back is Bader on the track, makes the catch. Ball game over. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-4 in 10 innings. Castellanos gave it a long ride just to the right of dead center, right at the edge of the warning track. Harrison Bader made the catch, and this ball game is over.
But is the Cubs season over? We will discuss next on The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until Cubs baseball, and we are going to spend our time together talking about yesterday's game and the Cubs overall and some of the major storylines that have to do with the Cubs. Last night, it was one of those games where it felt like, oh, well, this is easy. I know the answer to this test. This is one of those games where the Cubs have three hits and they lose. I've seen a bunch of those games this year. I know exactly what this looks like. Even with Anthony Rizzo miraculously coming back from his ankle sprain that he had, then coming through with a home run, not being able to kind of field his position with the bunt situation. So you have a little bit of fairy dust. Joe's like, okay, yeah, you're good enough to go. Watch them run in the outfield. The doctors talk with him. He's good enough to go. Great. Not only are we going to play Anthony Rizzo, we're going to lead him off because he has good numbers against Jack Flaherty. Rizzo comes through with a home run. Joe goes to the well again later in the game. I need a good base runner right now. That run's really important. Javi, put your spikes on or have someone help you put your spikes on because one of your hands is in a cast. That works. You get the game even. If you were watching the game last night, you're looking at a Cubs dugout at the time that you could see them kind of perk up like, we're back. Okay, yeah, the Cardinals beat us down for 8.5 innings, and now we're back. We're back in this thing. We can win this thing. We can salvage this game and maybe even salvage the season with this win tonight. And then Joe's like, okay, I got the Rizzo fairy dust. I got the Javi fairy dust. Craig Kimbrell's available. This seems like a great opportunity to use Craig Kimbrell. And it wasn't. Kimbrell gets tagged. I know that he struck out two other batters, but he gets tagged from the one guy, the Cub killer, Matt Carpenter. After the game, Craig Kimbrell said this about what happened.
How'd you feel for being out there?
Physically, I felt great. I felt like the ball was coming out of my hand good. Just made a bad pitch.
Just mislocation.
Yeah, just ran back over the plate, and he drops the barrel at the bottom of the zone really well, and put a good swing on it.
How difficult is that for you?
It's frustrating. I've been doing everything I can to get back out there, and our team battled to the very end, and we needed that, and pretty disappointed in myself to go out there and give up a home run like that. Tonight was a big game for us. We really needed it. Season's not over. We still got a lot of games left, but it definitely would have helped, and I wish I would have pitched a little better.
What have you learned about your teammates, like Rizzo, Baez, and even you showing up, when you're certainly not 100% at this point?
Well, if we can get on the field, we're gonna do everything we can to get out there and help this team win and try to put us in a position to get into the playoffs. And we're getting down here to the end. And like I said, we still got a lot of games. We can keep on playing good baseball and get the outs when we need to. And we'll be right when we need to be.
Were you shocked that Rizzo was out there tonight?
Well, the way we've been watching him move around the clubhouse the last few days, it's been pretty amazing how fast that, that swelling went down and he was able to get back out there. So he wants to be out there. You can see what he did when he's in the lineup, what he can do. And he was big for us tonight, and he's going to be big for us moving forward.
So Kimbrel in the high leverage spot doesn't come through. And how would you even describe the Craig Kimbrel experience this year? It's up and down. Is that fair?
Not
is that
great,
too
Bob.
Nice? Not great, Bob is probably correct. And if you're Joe, you're like, this is exactly the reason that we have him. This is exactly the reason that he was given a 3-year deal, because you wanted to be inside your World Series window. And you can't tell me, if you watched that game, that it didn't, outside of the national broadcast, that it didn't feel like playoff atmosphere. Even as the Cubs are languishing offensively, the game still felt like playoff atmosphere. Now, all is not lost yet, but getting dark. getting real dark. The streetlights have already come on. Gotta win today. Because you needed to take 3 out of 4. Gotta win today. Gotta hope that your team is like the Hunger Games and catches fire and does this thing. But you gotta win today. And then what happens? Well, Cole Hamels has something going on with his shoulder, so he's no good, at least for this start. Baseball is really weird, especially when the schedule gets compressed. Because it's like, oh, well, I'm probably going to make my next start. You might not have to. If you keep going this way, there'll be no point in it. So Alec Mills is going to get the start for the Cubs today. Michael Wacha will go for the Cardinals. Let's go back into the post game a little bit, and let's hear from Joe Maddon. As you can imagine, this is a difficult loss. Joe is usually the same guy, win or lose, and he still thinks there's time left. There's still opportunities for this team to play, and it's right in front of them with the Cardinals being in town.
No, we made that determination before the game, and we talked about it before the game. If it got to that point, we just wanted to be able to back him up. You know, and he strikes out two good hitters and gives up a homer. That sometimes that happens.
13 was kind of where you
thought. Well, once the lead was gone, did not want to press him any further than that. We were thinking about 20.
What are your thoughts on how Flaherty pitched it?
He's really good. I've said that, I think, beforehand. He's an impressive young man. Delivery, athleticism, stuff, competitive nature. He's pretty much the real deal.
What did you see on the
Yeah, he should not. He knows. He was upset with himself again. He's made a couple of those last couple of days, and that's just one-on-one stuff. And you know, that's it.
So you come within a half inning there of changing the whole dynamic of the
sure.
race and everything. Is just a matter of again tomorrow.
That's all you can do. I mean, listen. Again, it was not looking very good at all going into the ninth, and then give our guys credit to making it 4-4, and then actually, like I said, Nico puts a good at-bat on him and hits it right at the center fielder. So, and beyond that, and like I said, before the game, talked about Craig, and he actually threw the ball really well. Just, again, hit the guy's bat. So overall, you just got to incorporate the 30-minute rule and come back tomorrow.
So after Rizzo coming back, should we expect Hobby starting tomorrow?
I don't think that's as possible, I don't think. But you never know.
It's a good question. So here's why. Usually Joe talks around like for 6:15 first pitch yesterday. So he talked around 3:30. They didn't even ask about Rizzo because what the Cubs had said was 5 to 7 days in a walking boot and then he'll get reevaluated. Then once everyone, you know, Joe's finished with his thing, people start seeing that Rizzo is in uniform and it's different. A lot of times when guys are rehabbing, they'll have on like Cubs shorts, like a t-shirt, and they'll be doing their thing. But he had on his uniform. He's out there running and stuff. Like, oh, he's going to play. And he played. And he gave them a spark, but the spark wasn't good enough. Speaking of Joe, remember how yesterday we were talking about how the story from Bob Nightingale about Joe and David Ross being the guy who's going to replace him. By the way, David Ross was in the clubhouse yesterday. That with Bob Nightingale, you have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But I was really surprised to see Ken Rosenthal, who has a better reputation nationally. I'm not trying to throw shade at Bob. I'm just saying that as far as respected baseball reporters go, Ken Rosenthal is pretty high up on the list of people. So to hear him say this during the nationally televised broadcast yesterday made my ears perk up.
Guys, 2 weeks ago on September 5th, the Cubs had a 3.5-game lead for the second wild card. If they lose tonight, they'll be outright out of a playoff position for the first time since April 30th. July 3rd, they were percentage points back. So this is not just a matter of the division at this point. It's a matter of missing the postseason entirely. And that brings up the future of Joe Maddon. Every indication right now is that the Cubs want to move on from Maddon. Theo Epstein, in a radio interview last week, lamented the team's inability to show up and play winning baseball for the whole to be as good as the sum of the parts. Now, obviously, this isn't all on Madden. We've discussed the Cubs' problems. Third inning coach in 3 years. The offense is still an enigma. They have not developed pitching. But it sure sounds like they want a new voice.
Wow. It's funny when you list all of the issues with the Cubs, though, that the manager aspect of it seems small. Can't develop pitching. Fire three hitting coaches. A couple pitching coaches, too, in there. This is bizarre. But this is what we kind of expect, that this is the way that it's going to end. With the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select SupplyHouse.com. With next-day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, SupplyHouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house, SupplyHouse.com. It's just, the whole thing has been, I was talking with Mac and Parkins during transition yesterday, the idea there are some that say, just get it over with. Anytime that your team has a chance to make the playoffs, even if you think that their chances of winning are not very good, I think you want that. I hope that you're not in just get it over with mode. And I imagine, I would have to take a look at the numbers, that the viewing in the ninth inning of last night's game, pretty high. When you're fine, oh, they're back in it? Oh. And then in the 10th inning, man, I don't even know. What are Matt Carpenter's splits against the Cubs in his career in like the last 2 years? Was he hitting like 900? It feels that way, even though he's not. You have like an 8 RBI game or something like that against them.
I actually peeked at those numbers yesterday after he hit the home run. I think he's got like, hit in terms of by team, the most home runs he's hit like against a team, I think it's the Cubs.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field tomorrow when they host Michigan State. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. The lineups are in, and you will notice that there are some familiar faces in today's lineup to go up against Michael Wacha. Anthony Rizzo is back in the lineup today. He will lead off and play first. Castellanos will play right field and bat second. Chris Bryant will bat third and play third. Kyle Schwarber, man, that 3-0 count. And the ball dribbling around in the outfield. You saw a lot of the things that have gone wrong for the Cubs in that game yesterday. Schwarber will bat fourth and play left field. Wilson Contreras will bat fifth and catch. David Bote, his at bat two. Second base and bat six. Jason Hayward will play center today and bat seven. Nico Horner will play shortstop. There's no way that guy, not that you have Javi, he's a second, like that arm screams second baseman, doesn't it? Because some of the throws he was making put Rizzo in some bad spots yesterday.
Eckstein-y.
That is fantastic, Rick Camp. Very Eckstein-y. And Alec Mills is going to pitch for the Northside Nine today. This segment is being brought to you by Valparaiso University. We all want to be part of something bigger. At Valparaiso University, you can be a part of something bigger without losing yourself in the crowd, and you'll discover that making the world a better place isn't wishful thinking. Visit valpo.edu to request information. Apply for a scheduled visit. I believe Adam Amin is a Valpo grad. I think Adam Amin, Ginger Z are Valpo grads, if you wanted to go into this business, for example. They also have all sorts of other majors at Valparaiso. So, man, these seem like dark days, man. These seem like dark days, but the Cubs still have... It's like they're waiting until their backs are completely up against the wall. Meanwhile, have you guys looked at what the Brewers are since Yelich got hurt? They're 7-2 since Yelich got hurt. Cubs, Cardinals, we have the game for you. Pat and Ron, is Ron back today? Do we know he's back? All right, so Ron will be on the call today. Game first pitch is at 1:20. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Great job by Rick, White Chocolate Camp, and Tony Gill, who is fighting through a migraine and all of my demands for sound. They did a wonderful job all week. Monday, we will be back at noon, and we will preview. We might be burying the Cubs and previewing the Bears at the same time. Who knows? Have a wonderful weekend. Baseball is next here on The Score.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.